T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC FM and Light 100.5 WRCH. Aaron Kupek with you this Sunday morning, and we are pleased to be joined by Randy Fiveash. He is the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I am well, and yourself?
Great. Absolutely perfect.
So Memorial Day weekend 2019, the unofficial kickoff to the summer season. What's it look like for Connecticut tourism this year?
Well, you know, spring has been good. We had a good fall. We had a good winter, and spring looks good. And summer coming up is going to be excellent.
You are just out with a new report on the impact of the tourism industry on Connecticut's economy. You do this every 2 years. What does it show?
We do. We do the tourism economic impact study every 2 years, And it is it really looks good. We do it every 2 years. This is for the year 2017, and it came out just a couple of weeks ago, and tourism showed that the study showed that tourism is a $15.5 billion a year industry in Connecticut, huge industry, $2.2 billion in tax revenue. Including in that is $960 million of that tax revenues in state and local taxes. So really what that means is that it puts money back into the state's checkbook, as I tell legislators and others that deal with the state budget. And it supports over 84,000 direct jobs here in Connecticut. And if you conclude all those that are indirectly employed that service the direct companies that are involved in the tourism business, it's over 123,000 total jobs. So it's a huge business in Connecticut.
So you think about things like hotels and tourist attractions like the seaport and the aquarium.
Right.
What other areas does that cover?
Well, you know, it covers all the attractions, as you mentioned, the hotels. It covers. It also covers the companies that you might not think about that would be covered under there. It covers indirectly. It covers those companies that might service a hotel. Let's say, for example, the companies that service hotels that bring the linens into the hotel, or the food service companies that bring food to the hotels or to the restaurants, and it covers the restaurants in the state as well. So all of those kind of companies like that service the business.
When you talk about economic development, there is often the notion of the multiplier effect. For every dollar spent, it creates X dollars in economic activity. What is the multiplier effect for tourism in Connecticut?
Well, it's interesting because we, as an Office of Tourism, we generally stay away from a multiplier effect because it's so different for different kinds of business. But there has been a multiplier effect that's been used when talking to the legislature this year as a 3-to-1. For every dollar that's spent overall, there's a 3-to-1, and that's a pretty good conservative imagine. It's probably a little more than that if you really think about it, but conservatively, it's probably a 3-to-1 or so. It's a good return on investment.
At the state capitol, the legislative session continues. It wraps up next month. Is there anything on your radar in terms of tourism, things to help, things that you are fighting against that might hurt?
Well, there's always the discussion about funding, obviously. We're pleased that the administration has kept the funding at least at a level funding from last year appropriations from last year. We have, as you will remember, Aaron, in past year in a number of years ago, that was not the case. We were at a back in 2010 and 11. We were funded at zero or a dollar a year, so we've come a long way from then. So we're happy that we are at the funding that we were last year. There's a couple of bills that would get us funding additional funding. So we'll see how those funding bills go. So we always watch those kind of things.
When it comes to tourism marketing, there's been a change recently, and you're launching your summer campaign. What does that entail?
Well, the summer campaign is interesting because of the lack of additional dollars for the last couple of years. We've launched pretty sophisticated digital campaigns. And they're very effective, extremely effective, and we have been able to track those with a pretty highly advanced GPS analytics tool that monitors whether those that have viewed our advertising actually visited Connecticut, which is pretty cool kind of analytics research tool. Everything that we do marketing wise. As you and I have talked about before, but everything that we do marketing-wise, we don't do it unless it's research-based. And this is actually something that's very new. As I mentioned, is GPS-driven analytics-based tool, and it's called Arrivalist. And what it does is those that are exposed to our digital advertising, we can tell whether they actually visited or not. And what that has told us is that those – they're exposed to our digital marketing in New York City, for example, a key market area, actually visited Connecticut six times more than those who didn't see our digital marketing. And they actually stayed in Connecticut 3.5 times longer than those who weren't exposed. So we not only know that the marketing is well received, but that it actually is working and showing positive results. So our statewide tourism marketing is working, and we've been efficient and effective in that. Now, as far as this coming year, or this coming summer marketing, we've got some additional kinds of marketing campaign, this very sophisticated mix of marketing tactics too. Something that's very cool too, and some of the listeners may have seen this around the area. We've got them around the state. They're weather responsive digital billboards, and they're on I-84, I-95, and they're featuring 24 different tourism destinations and experiences across the state. And what they do is if the billboards or the company, if they know that it's going to rain coming up for the weekend, then those billboards will change to indoor activities will show up on those billboards. If we know there's going to be a sunny weekend come up, then the billboards will change to sunny activities, things you could do outside for the outdoors for the weekend. So they're weather responsive. So it's weather responsive, and it's a very cool new kind of digital billboard. We'll also be doing dynamic digital video advertisements that are tailored to the individual viewer. So we know again the kinds of sophisticated mix of things we're doing are extremely advanced now. Content seeding, we're doing promotional social video. That we're doing now, and public relations obviously is a mainstay that we're doing, and then email marketing obviously. So we're doing a really sophisticated mix of marketing.
What are your primary markets? I know you mentioned New York City. Where do you hope to lure visitors from?
Well, New York City and Boston are continue to be our primary markets. We go into Philadelphia, into the Springfield, Massachusetts market up into the Rhode Island market. So all of those markets are really continue to be our mainstays. As I mentioned, with the billboards and with some of the other digital marketing, some of the other kinds of things, we've got a mix of 75-25, 75 being out of state, 25% of our marketing being in state. So we realize that in particular for the summer market, for the spring summer market, that the state market is a really, really good market for us and a positive market for us. We want to make sure that the in-state market, that the visitors and the people, the residents of Connecticut stay in Connecticut, and because there's so much to see and do and have the opportunity to experience here in Connecticut. And so we have determined that that's a good place to spend advertising and promotional and revenue and PR dollars and revenue here.
Have you found that in some cases people who live here aren't taking advantage of all the cultural attractions the state offers? I mean, I've talked to people who might live a few blocks from the Mark Twain House and have never been.
Well, you know, it is. It's amazing because we do a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, we do a lot of research, and so it's amazing that we run across the same kinds of things. We find people that live right here in Connecticut that really don't know what's in their own backyard, and so we have we've developed a campaign that's called So Close, that really is a major difference from what we've been doing before, and it talks about things that are so close, so near, so close, and it is really telling that everything that is in Connecticut is right down the road from you. And so it's a really major selling point. So much so close is what the campaign is called, and it really speaks to Connecticut's dynamic blend of activities and experiences that's also in close proximity to what's in your own backyard, so to speak.
You are listening to Face Connecticut. We are talking to Randy Fiveash. He is the director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. After 7 years, the still revolutionary slogan is being phased out by the state. What is behind that decision?
Well, that's an interesting question because there's been a lot of talk about that. And after carefully reviewing and considering the feedback from the industry, we really felt like that it was best to really just focus on what was really important, and that was our messaging, our marketing strategy. And we have to kind of back up here a little bit as it relates to taglines, and realize that Still Revolutionary is really a small component of what the state's overall brand is. It was distracting, really. The whole conversation of what was happening was distracting from the two data-driven facts, and that was that the tourism marketing is working, as we mentioned, talked about a little bit ago, and that tourism is a proven generator of business. It's tourism business and business within the state, and we talked about that earlier with the economic impact study. So, but we are working closely with the administration, and we got some ideas on that. The administration has a terrific idea of working with some of the universities and dealing with the millennials and working with and trying to determine how best to generate business within the millennial population. And so what better place to go than some of the universities and trying to determine how best to get into that market or continue into that market. So we're looking forward to that as well. But yeah, it's being dropped from the brand, and we'll move forward to that. But again, we're concentrating on what's working.
What sort of feedback did you get from some of the folks in the tourism industry regarding that slogan?
Well, it was mixed. You know, some people liked it, some people didn't. So the thing about taglines and things about brands and is that if you look really at what brands are about or what taglines are about, it's very difficult to please everybody, you know, and it's hardly ever. And so a lot of states around the country and a lot of destinations around the country, quite frankly, don't even have taglines as a part of their brand. And because we had a, for example, we had a terrific guest or keynote speaker at our tourism conference that just happened in early May. And one of his specialties is destination branding. And one of the things that he brought up, one of the things he statements he made was and asked the audience was, when was the last time that you went to a destination or you visited a destination because of the tagline? And nobody raised their hand, or hardly few people raised their hand. I mean, when was the last time you went to a place like Disney or any place because of the tagline? You went there for the experience. And that's why you come to and visit Connecticut, is for the experiences that you have in Connecticut. And so that's what it all is all about. And so that's what it amounts to. And so that's the reason we focus on the experiences and the marketing that's happening here in Connecticut.
Going back to the marketing and the funding issue, I'm guessing you've had to become more nimble and maybe a little more creative given your funding challenges. I mean, I don't think I can turn on the TV without seeing an ad for like Virginia Beach.
Right.
But TV isn't the be-all and end-all, is it?
No, it's not. You know, and that's why we've been able to really do the kinds of things we've been able to do with digital marketing and billboards, as we've seen with weather responsive billboards and the kinds of things that we've been able to do. We've been able to be very efficient, effective with the dollars that we have. And that's the important thing. That's our mantra, is efficiency and effectiveness. And when we've been able to do that, we've been successful, and we've been able to do the kinds of things that have resulted in the dollars going as they have been and as showing up in the economic impact study that we've had. And the important thing, I think, is that whatever dollars that we have, and fortunately, again, the administration has kept us at a good level. Is it enough? No. I mean, it's never. You know, we need more dollars to be able to get into TV and do the kinds of things that we need to do in the TV market. But we've been able to be successful as it is. I will say one thing about the that you mentioned. You see TV in from various states and such. Here in Connecticut, we look at the markets that we're in, and we're only able to, at this point, reach 10% of the market that where our major markets are. And the reason is because the major markets being Boston and New York.
They're expensive.
They're expensive. New York is the number one most expensive advertising market in the country. Boston, which is our number two market that we go into, is the number nine market in the country expense-wise. So it's a very expensive market. Now, people, those states or cities or whatever it may be, come into Connecticut, and it's a lot less expensive to advertise here. So they can do it, and they can do it a lot less expensive than we can go into those two big markets.
You know, there have been various proposals in the legislature to reopen the highway rest areas, which right. are closed at 3:30 in the afternoon. Is that important to tourism, or is that more trivial?
No, it's important, and there are a couple of bills this session that are very good bills that will reopen the welcome centers, and we support that. they are important, and here's the reason why. The rest areas are really a front door to the state, and they're not just a place where where truckers can stop, and that's very important, a rest area, a rest place for that important part of the traffic that comes through Connecticut, the truckers and those type of folks. The people that just want to come through and take a break, and from a safety standpoint, is extremely, extremely important. And that's what the Transportation Department, one of the key areas the Transportation Department is concerned about is safety. And we all should be concerned about safety and the safety on the highways and getting those people off the road, take a little break, go to the restroom, take a little time off. The other part, though, that's from our standpoint, from a visitor standpoint, is that people can come in, they can get information, and we have proven that when people can come in and get information from us at a visitor center, that they will stay longer because we can guide them to say, I've got a couple of extra hours, I've got an extra day, I've got an extra half day, whatever it may be, and we can say to them, here's something else you should do, so that it will extend their stay. The other thing is, so many people will come to Connecticut for the very first time, and they may see Connecticut as a visitor and may come back here to live, to open a business, to do some other kinds of things that they maybe never would have thought about doing because they've first come to a welcome center. And that's been proven as well. So they're very important as that front door to the state. And that's been proven not only in Connecticut, but other states as well.
So coming up next month, not too far away, it is Open House Day, Saturday, June 8th. Tell us about that.
Open House Day is a terrific, terrific day. It's I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. It was started before I became director of tourism here. And it is a terrific day for the citizens of residents of Connecticut to do what we talked about earlier in the show, and that is to go out and visit the things and the attractions and other businesses, tourism businesses within Connecticut that they may or may not have ever visited before, and find out what's in their own backyard. We've got over 160, 175 or so tourism attractions and businesses and that are open to that day. They're giving, some of them are open free, some of them reduced, some of them are giving away small gifts, a lot of different things, and people can go in that day and visit and enjoy what there is all about Connecticut.
With that in mind, if you have some spare time on a weekend or something and are looking for something to do, where can you go to find out what to do?
That's a great question. We want to make sure everybody knows that. ctvisit.com is our state website, state official state website, ctvisit.com.
Even if you say, well, I have 2 days to spend, they have some sample itineraries there, right?
There are sample itineraries. There are over 4,000 businesses, attractions, restaurants, hotels, all the partners. We call them partners on ctvisit.com. There are over 4,000 on ctvisit.com that you can go in. There's sample itineraries. You can search by region of the state. You can search by venue. You can search by interest area. You can search by pretty much whatever you want to search by. So it's a very interactive site, so it's very easy to navigate. But it's a great website, ctvisit.com.
What sort of traffic do you get there?
There, last year was over 5 million. In fact, about 5.5 million visitors a year came to ctvisit.com.
He is Randy Fiveash, director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Face Connecticut. I'm Aaron Kupek. Enjoy the balance of your holiday weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.